Blog Talk Radio.
Do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door with a thousand million questions about hate and death and war? Because when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need in a world of persecution that is burning in.
An answer here. Hello, everyone. If you don't know where you are at any given time, place, or anywhere that you can see beautiful universe, I want to tell you that you are listening to the Bonnie Albers On Air Show, and I am your hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. Today, I have a fabulous show for you. I'm so excited because this guest, he was a listener, and I only do that a few times. He is probably my second that I've done this with, and it is really cool because usually when Spirit says put up them on the show, male or female or alien, as far as I'm concerned, I listen. And this gentleman, he's right there in New York. He is a really cool guy. You heard him read online for me and Brenda. I just kind of wanted to see what he got, but now I'm bringing him straight to you. So today, our show is one of his specialty gifts. It's really crazy because I don't know much about it, but I was always so interested. He is into reflexology. Not only that, but, you know, he is a psychic. He's super spirit medium oriented, and he is a really cool healer. I can hear it from his voice. So today, I was so curious about reflexology and how it works. It's an old art. In fact, it is a art that I don't know too many people that practice, but from what I hear, he's supposed to be really good. I only wish he could do it on my feet, because the thing is, I'm in Florida, he's in New York. So please welcome to the show, Bryn Durham. Hi, Bryn.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you? It's great to be here with you today. I'm very happy to be here with your audience.
You know, whenever I hear your voice, I hear the Dalai Lama. It's really crazy.
Okay. That's interesting because I had a prayer online. I said a prayer of the Dalai Lama's from an online email. I received a Dalai Lama prayer, so it's funny you should say that today.
Well, I will tell you, my guides don't steer me wrong. I just feel, they told me to tell you, I feel the Dalai Lama. So, you know what, Bryn?
Okay.
Maybe the reason you might be drawn into saying a prayer today from the Dalai Lama is maybe one of the Dalai Lamas you carry the energy of.
Maybe. All I can say is hello, Dalai, right?
Hey, that was a Broadway
show,
and I know where you are. Well, you know what? I'm a big theater lover, so hello,
yeah.
Dalai. Well, hello,
yeah.
Dalai.
That's on Broadway, New York, standard, right?
Absolutely. And I could do a hello, Dalai number anyway. But I do want to start. We have a lot of people online, and I want everybody to say, hold on, we will get to you. I pulled two cards for the show. I'm going to go real quick, and then we're going to go into the subject of reflexology.
Okay.
I love starting with a message. And the message today I picked from my, of course, everyone knows I'm a flower child. So I use the flowers to get me into the zone. I love the flowers. I can read the flowers. And I will tell you I'm just like peace, love, and rock and roll. Anyway, and if you see me, I'm so much more than that because you might think I'm a hippie. I know, I just don't dress like one. But I have two cards I pulled. The first card is the camellia, and it's beautiful pink, and it's gorgeous yellow inside, and it says, you are lovable. Love who you are as you are created perfectly. Everything about you, true self, is beautiful. And, you know, for some reason, I think that has to do with you, Bryn. So it's not like I'm trying to, you know, but I feel like you needed to hear that and everyone
that's definitely a message there for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then, you need to bring the camellia in when you are not feeling that love, honey. And then you can visualize it. Try smelling it visually or bringing it into your home. The camellia. I'll show you a picture of it if we're ever Skyping. And the other card I brought through was uplift your thoughts. Now, does that go with you are lovable, uplift your thoughts? So either somewhere on this show, and I pull it for everyone, but I'm hearing, Bryn, this is for you and everyone else listening. It is the orange lily. I'm a lily fan. I almost named my child Lily. But it says, focus your attention on the many blessings that surround you. By doing so, you'll let go of depression, poor self-esteem, an excess weight, probably for all of us with the pre-COVID 10. That
I don't have to worry about that, the weight problem.
And no, you don't. No, but, there is other things that I will tell you that you need to take from this card. So, again,
sure.
Everyone listening, you are lovable, the camellia, and uplift your thoughts, the orange lily.
Great.
Now,
great
getting – thank you, Bryn. Now, getting to
yeah.
you, my friend.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about reflexology and how you got into it.
Sure. Well, reflexology is a, like you said early on in the show, in the beginning of the show, it's a ancient healing art, and it came around, it is said that it came around the same time as acupuncture in the Far East. Now, there are traditions that have it in Egypt because there is a temple in Saqqara, Egypt, a physician's temple, where it has hieroglyphs, pictures of two men sitting down, and then there's two men at their feet, and they're working on these people's feet. And in the hieroglyphs, it says that the people who are getting the reflexology session is saying, "Please do not hurt me." And the practitioners are saying, "I will act so you praise me." And those are some ancient hieroglyphs in the physician's tomb. So we can kind of date it back to Egypt, the Far East, and many
wow.
different traditions. You know, in the Bible, Jesus washed the feet of John. John the Baptist washed the foot of Jesus. So there's a whole thing of the sacredness of feet. It's very prevalent in the Native American tradition because the indigenous cultures throughout the world, not only North America or South America, are very earth-centered, grounded people. So they revered their connection, their body's connection to the earth. And where was that connection? From the feet. The feet were our physical contact, our first physical contact with the earth. So, and basically, you know, like it is said that it began in the Far East around the ancient times and around acupuncture, when acupuncture came around. And it is a modality where it not only works on the feet, but it connects to the whole body because the foot is a mini map of the entire body system. It's like the body in microcosm. So,
somebody just create that and you got interested in it? Because, I mean, I look at my feet and I get pedicures all the time, all you girls out there and guys,
right.
But I don't
right.
look at the bottoms of my feet. So, you must have gotten fascinated, and I interrupted you, so please
sure,
go
no,
ahead, because
okay.
I was super fascinated with what you were saying. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah.
And
well,
don't
no,
mind
that's
me.
Fine.
I'm only the host.
That's okay. So, yeah, well, the ancient mapping comes from the ancient cultures, but it was also brought into the 20th century by a doctor, I forgot his name, but it was a doctor in the 20th century who studied in Boston, and he started mapping the feet, mapping the zones of the feet. And a nurse then came along that joined this doctor, and she started putting the organs, like the organ significators on the feet. And so basically, if you look at the foot, the thumb is the head. The top of the thumb is the brain. The very top of the thumb is the brain. The neck of the thumb, or the big toe, is the neck of the body. And that the medial part of the foot, which is the part that's inside, if you look at it, it looks like it has the curvature of the spine. It looks like a mini spine. So you have the big toe, which is the head, the cervical spine, and the whole spine going down to the heel. And on the heel is the hip region, the reproductive organs of the male and female, and the padding of the foot, the plantar. So section of the foot, the pads underneath the toes is the lung and the heart region, and the midsection of the foot is the midsection of the body where you have the solar plexus. Lower part of the midsection is the kidneys, and right at the heel is the lower organs, like the intestinal area. So it's a whole, you know, mini map. And in my experience of being a foot reflexologist for over 25 years is that I've found it's very good for opening up the breathing passages, helping dissipate headaches. It's wonderful for the endocrine system because as we get older, male and female, our hormones start changing. So what foot reflexology does, it actually balances the hormonal balance in people. So like if you're a person that's going through hormonal changes, it'll help to rebalance the hormonal system. As a matter of fact, one time I had this client, a young woman came to me. She hadn't had her period in about, I'd say, 13 years, she told me. So I gave her one session. Yeah, amazing. I gave her one session, and the next day she called me up, and she said it came back. It came back, and she didn't. She didn't come back for any more sessions, but she told me on the phone that it had appeared. So it's very good for starting things up again, you know, like hormonal things that are out of balance. I've worked with a lot of pregnant women, pre-birth and post-birth, and the only contraindication to foot reflexology is that you don't work on a pregnant woman in the first trimester, because you can actually induce premature labor. But after that, it's fine. After the first trimester, you can do that. And I worked with several women, and it's very good for the baby. It's very good for the woman who's obviously goes through changes when they're housing two, you know, another person in their body. So it helps to, you know, calm the emotions, because I know pregnant women go through a lot of emotional things when they're pregnant. So it's very good holistic centering balancing modality for women. And then also after birth, after the woman has given birth, it's very good for rebalancing everything after the child has been delivered. So yes, it's a really excellent modality.
Can I ask a question? Because I'm just in awe, like looking at my foot thinking, wow, that's a mini body. And now I get to see it. But what do you do as a practitioner? What do you do?
Okay.
And tell people how it works. Like, you don't just look at the foot. So I know there's a method to your madness, and so I mean metaphysical madness. But I can't wait to hear this because it's just fascinating. So please tell us what you do.
Sure. Well, I implement massage-like techniques on the foot, and there's other techniques I use. One of them is called thumb walking. See, with the feet, say like, you know, you have the area right underneath the big toe, so that's like zone one. The second toe is zone two. So it's a kind of like a zone-like therapy. So what I do is I thumb walk. It's a walking thumb up the zones from the heel. I'm doing it on myself as I talk to you. So from the heel to the little toe, and that is one of the main things that I do to work on all the points. I also do different massage techniques to open up the padding, which, you see, what happens is like when we stand on our feet for a very long length of time, things get the body or the plantar section of the foot, the padding of the feet, they get crystallized. You want to say it's a kind of a crystallization, a hardening. So what foot reflexology does, it helps to open up, I want to say liquefy and decrystallize the hardness of the foot. So those nerve endings in the feet that correspond to all those organs in the body can have a freer flow of energy. And therefore, you're also then able to ingest the earth energy that's coming into you, especially, you know, if you're in the country, you have greater contact with the earth. And this is a very good, also a very good modality for city dwellers because, you know, we wear shoes, you know, that sometimes are not as good for our feet. They're more style oriented than positive for the feet, right? So it helps to open up the feet in those kind of situations. And so that's what I do. I do the thumb walking. I do smoothing techniques. I do like a cross friction on the plantar section of the feet. I do some circular motions on the toes. I thumb walk up the spinal column. That helps to open up the spinal challenge. There is a move that I do on the foot called the spinal twist, where I kind of grip the heel with one hand, and then I sort of move my other hand up the medial arch of the foot, which is the spine, and helps to open up the vertebra of the spine. In fact, one time when I was working in a psychic fair, and I was, doing foot reflexology, a guy came to me, and I started doing the spinal twist on his foot, and he said, and I heard his spine move into place, and then he instantly commented, "Wow, I just felt my spine go into place. You just did something what my chiropractor does, you know, to me when I go for a chiropractic appointment."
Wow!
So it can help to rebalance the spinal column if it's out of whack. So that's some of the things I do. And through successive treatments, the actual plantar section of the foot gets a lot softer. It gets more pliable, and you feel like you're more present, because one of the great qualities of foot reflexology is that it helps you to become more present, because it's about the grounding system in your body. Because as I learned through medical journals that I've read, there's more nerves in the feet per square centimeter than any other part of the body. It's the most nerve concentrated area of the body. And I never knew that. I thought there would be other places, like, you know, the so-called erogenous zones of the body, you know, the touchy feely parts of the body. But it's the feet, you know, and maybe that's why, you know, people get a foot fetish, or some people talk about sucking the big toe, you know, because it's like
I did a paper on fetishes. It's interesting because I'm a life coach, and they had hired me to do because I am also a urology nurse. So they asked if I would work on fetishes from young children, how they get developed into older adults. So yes, I did remember the toe sucking thing and the feet fetishes. But can I ask you? But this isn't about what my paper was about. Let me ask you a question, because I know there's people out there that want to hear this. So there's a couple things. People who don't like their feet touched. I wonder what that's about. Do you have any idea? And the other flip side to that is also, if somebody comes to you and they have headaches or spine issues, do you only work on that part? So first let's talk
In that case, I don't only work on that part. I kind of specialize in the treatment on that part, but I give an overall, and then I go to that specific point. I do more concentrated work. Say, like, you know, on the spine, or if it's a breathing problem, I'll work on the solar plexus and lungs for more of a concentrated amount of time. And
And what is your time? What
it's
is your
usually
time?
An hour.
Like if somebody wants to. Okay.
Yeah, hour long, or I can do half hours, but it's usually like 50 minutes to an hour. And I don't get many people who don't like their feet touched. I've had some that I get more people who don't like their feet. They say, "Oh, I'm embarrassed for you to look at my feet." And then I look at them and say, "There's nothing wrong." I look at them, their feet, and I said, "You have fine feet." So it's funny, our perspective on ourselves, you know. So
yeah.
I get more people saying, "Oh, my feet are ugly," and I say, and then they show it to me and say, "Oh, no, you're fine. You know, you're okay."
What?
So.
Well, what about people, you know, this is just so fascinating. We could spend the whole hour, but I know we've got to get, we have so many people online that I want you to get to, but, and we are going to, everybody who is listening, we are going to bring Bryn back. So don't hang up. I'm sure he'll do a little bit extra if he can. And
yeah,
the other thing is, I do want him to explain more about reflexology. I'm fascinated. I don't know, listening to him, I'm hoping all of you are going to tell me you're fascinated too. Now, I've got to ask you this. And by the way, everyone, I didn't say this, but yesterday at 6:07, we went into Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mercury,
so
I felt it
anybody
too.
Out there, oh my gosh. I everybody says I have a glass tube wrapped around me. I don't feel anything I see, but I'll tell you, when things start getting wonky, I always go to, what's the retrograde? But let me ask you a question about the reflexology. So I love that you do this for a living, and this is, you know, an hour. You are in New York. So do you, I know this is probably a question that you're going to laugh and say, Bonnie, you're smarter than that, but do you do any remote, do you do remote reflexology? And if you don't, how would you find a reflexologist?
Well, that's an interesting question. Somebody, and I want to try it out, because I had a client who asked me, why don't you try some remote reflexology on me? So, because I could have like a chart of the foot and then work on, you know, and then have the intention to work on that person remotely. So I haven't done that. So maybe this is another sign that I should look into that. But that's never been done. But maybe it's something I could innovate, you know, who knows?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what?
The thing about,
I wonder if you could.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wonder, you know, my girlfriend is a medical, she does, she's what, in integrative medicine. And she used to send this hand out to your house, and it was a biomedical hand. So you put your hand on it, and you plug it into your computer. It shows up on hers, and she can tell you exactly what's wrong. So I wonder if there's something, you know, remotely like you could do with the foot, because here's a good example. My husband he's had four surgeries on his back and nothing's working, probably going to have a fit. So something like reflexology maybe, and I know that you haven't said it yet and I'm hoping you're going to, but you also are an intuitive. So when you go into that body part and when you start getting feelings and vibrations while you're doing the reflexology, you also see things. So please tell everybody about that.
Yes, that has happened to me. I'd be working on a client and say, like, I'll put my thumb on the liver reflex on the foot and I'll get a picture of the liver. And that's happened to me with several clients. Like, for an example, I had one man who I put my finger on his liver reflex on the foot, and I just asked to see the liver. And I started seeing the liver, and it was interesting. I would get livers that kind of had an emotion to it, like it was either sad or happy, and then the sad ones looked very gray and sort of cloudy, and sometimes it would have so much heat or cold. And I said to this man, you know, I feel there's too much heat in your liver. And he said, oh, that's interesting. My Chinese doctor said the same thing, you know. So, that comes up. I will sometimes just rest my hand on a body part, say like the lungs or the heart or the solar plexus, and I'll just, you know, tune in to that organ and just ask for a picture of it. And I will be able to get, I'll get either a sense, feel, see, sense of it, message about it, and then I'll just relay that to the person. But I've done that before, and I've had confirmations from people. So yeah, a little kind of medical intuition comes into play with the foot reflexology, and it makes it for a much more interesting session. But yeah, that does happen. In fact, my psychic skills actually came out of doing foot reflexology, because it kind of, like, when you get into that healing zone, you get into that zone of the spirit and the spirit of healing and the spirit of everything. So I started to see, you know, angels or dear departed loved ones around the massage table when I was working on a person, or I'd get a message. Sometimes I'll do a session where I'll just start giving messages to the person as I'm doing the feet, because I'm kind of connecting with them by my hands on their foot, so there's a kind of connection there. So definitely my psychic skills came, you know, sort of were triggered by starting foot reflexology years ago.
Wow. Yeah. What made you get into out of curiosity, because, you know, people will say, well, how did you ever get into that? Or why did you get into that? Did you have it done to you before? Or
no, I just saw it one day when I was still living in New York City, and I saw a flyer on some light post or something, and it said classes for foot reflexology, and they had a little kind of blurb about it, and it just made me curious, you know. And so I took a course at the Laura Norman School of Reflexology in New York City here, and that's what started it. But it was out of just curiosity, and, you know, ever since I came out of my mother's womb, I have been interested in the metaphysical, natural healing, you know, alternate realities. That kind of came with me, you know, in this incarnation. So it kind of piqued my curiosity, because right back then, I don't think anybody knew much about foot reflexology. That was in that time when it was first coming out as a kind of very kind of fringe type thing. And and I still meet people who don't know about it. People say, oh, what is that? You know, but not as much as it was before. So that's what piqued my curiosity. And I just decided, you know, my guide sort of told me to take it. So I took it, you know.
I love that, Bryn, because I feel like, you know, you're so multi-talented. And like I said, you know, it's interesting. And then I'll ask you a few more questions. I did lengthen the show, so I'm hoping that you can do it. And if not, you'll let me know. But what I wanted to tell you is, when I brought up the Dalai Lama, what they're showing me is his feet. The Dalai Lama walks barefoot.
Right.
So I don't know if you really know that, or anybody knows that.
I didn't know.
They're showing me the robes.
He wore sandals or something, but I'm not surprised also.
Well, yeah. They didn't have sandals, and when they did, they took them off. So I'm seeing the Dalai. That's why I feel like, and the sandals are so flimsy. It could be because of the rocky terrain if they had to walk on it, but they're showing me the Dalai Lama with no shoes on. So
interesting.
I love that you got into. Yeah, I love that you got into. And look it up, because, you know, my guides were just showing this to me. But what I love about this, and I want everybody to know, is here's a guy who followed his inner Geiger counter, even though it was so fringe, even for the fringe. That
it was because of that,
I mean, I could say I'm fringy too, but we all have an inner Geiger counter. And I know that so many people call to this show and say, well, what, you know, I'm just trying to find my gifts, or I'm just trying to find this. We all have it. So get in tune with something that you, whether it's your guides or, you know, the universe, God, whatever, and see what they have drawn you to. I know people who are drawn to crystal grids. I never even heard of a crystal grid when I was young. And now I'm fascinated with them. I don't do them, and then there's people who are into, and I didn't even know there were grid lines under the earth. So
like meridian lines.
Yeah, and they show you grids, and gosh, only knows, and I'm like, where did that come from? And then I had a friend who was a trumpet medium. Who knew what that was?
Oh, wow, I love that.
Yeah, so for everybody, and we have another gentleman that I hope is going to listen at some time to the show, because I just adore him too. Jay, Aloha Jay, and he does ancient drumming. Now, who knew what that was till I met, you know? So everything is a fringy fringe. Follow your heart, follow your dreams, and follow what you're told, because if we were all mainstream, it wouldn't be that interesting. Now, now, Bryn, is there anything else before we actually go to the audience? And I'll give you some instructions, the audience, before.
Yeah, I think that's good for now.
Wait a minute. I'm still fascinated. If somebody comes to you with for a headache, do you work on their big toe? Do you, you know, like what?
Yeah, I work
on try?
The, you know what's interesting about the headache? You work on the intestinal area. For some reason, the intestines, which is the lower part of the body, lower part of the foot, the heel area, is very good for clearing up headaches. And it's interesting, you know, they talk about the two minds. You have the mind in the belly in that region and the mind in the brain. So maybe that's the connection. But you work on the heel area, and you do some thumb walking around there, and you kind of do some pressing in. You do some pressing in with the thumb. And I've helped to alleviate a lot of headaches. And like I said, it's also good for opening up the breathing passages so you get more breath. But definitely the headaches seem to dissipate when you concentrate a lot on the intestinal area, the intestines, you know.
Well, I wonder in life if that's, you know, I'm a nurse, and, you know, so many people suffer from headaches, including my family members. And I don't, but they do. And I wonder if it's in their gut. You know, people say, oh, you know, no, they're going to give them medicine, which mine don't take. But for, like, you take, mine do take aspirin and you do migraine, head. And I wonder, and you know what's really funny about that is, if you were really looking, migraine medicine causes ulcers in your stomach if you don't, if you've got a sensitive stomach, or you take too many of them on an empty stomach. So I wonder if it has any. Do you know if it would? I'm not asking you as a doctor or anything like that, but I wonder if there is a mind or in your belly. I wonder if you cure your gut issues, if that would also coincide with clearing headaches up. I wonder if that's ever been.
Well, yeah, because you know, getting energetic flow to any area along, but you have to look at holistically too. You want to look at your diet, you know, what kind of foods you're eating. Do you have enough probiotics in your gut? Are you too acid or alkaline? So that, along with some good reflexology in that area, definitely would help the digestion. I think, you know, like I said, you'd have to add in all those other things like diet, what kind of person you are, do you deal with stress easily or not? Because, you know, when we're stressed.
Oh, no, I'm a stressed person.
then we become more acidified. Our chemistry gets more acid than alkaline when we get stressed or afraid. And so emotions change the chemistry, and foods change the chemistry. So it's a whole thing. And definitely I would do foot reflexology on that area of the body, but I'd also would be negligent not to include, to ask about questions about a person's diet and what kind of foods they eat. Is it all like fried fast food, which is a big indicator right there, you know, or is it healthy foods, you know, like steamed vegetables and, you know, tasty good foods, you know, hearty foods that are good, but not, you know, kind of fast processed stuff that is pretty prevalent in the country, in the nation for a long time now.
Wow.
You,
oh my gosh, you are a plethora of information. I do want to get something clear to everybody. Listen, I would fly in there. I have kids they're young adults. Of course, I would fly them to you because I feel, or fly you to do a show, because the thing is that you do this for a living. Do you have, how do you, you know, are you in, you're still in New York right now. Do you do this?
Well,
do you have a practice up there?
Well, I do.
And
house
how do people
calls.
Nice, find you?
So the nice thing about foot reflexology, it's very, in this COVID year, it's very safe. I want to put in quotes in a good way, because, you know, as a practitioner, I wear a mask. I'm at your feet. I'm not at your mouth or your nose. You're way up there at the head of the bed. You're wearing a mask, and I'm just working on your feet. And so, as opposed to a full body massage where the masseuse and the, or masseur is moving around and maybe breathing here and there, and you have closer contact. So it's a very good modality for this type of year or any year. It's very non-invasive because, mm-hmm. say, like if you're a woman who's had abuse issues, it's something that is very non-invasive. It's very gentle. It's very simple. I want to say it's a good entry point into getting touched again if you had abuse issues, because it's just on the feet. And mm-hmm. yeah, and so how people get the journey. I have a website that I'm not too pleased with yet, so it's really not fully up yet, but there's other ways you can contact me. I have email. It's Bryn Durham, BrynDurham as in Mike or Mary, @gmail.com. Or I have a Facebook page. It's called Many Worlds Healing. Many Worlds Healing Facebook page. And I also do inspired artwork, too. I have some of my artwork on
that. You have to send me that.
As well.
You have to send me something, Bryn.
I send you some images, through Messenger. I can do that.
Yes. Cool. Well, I want to print them. I mean, somebody made an angel and sent it to me that way too. So I love that, because you do this for a living. And I want everybody to know that Bryn, being on the show, he would love to hear from you should you need his services. He also, you're going to see some services in a few minutes that don't involve your feet, but maybe involve your whole aura. So I would love to, you could try remote. We could do something where, you could try your remote reflexology with no harm.
I might try it.
Done.
I could try it on you or something, and see you guys.
I don't have any issues. That's a good idea. You could do my foot, because I love my feet. I don't have issues. People can touch them. I don't really, so you might find something, though. I do know I have a couple things I'm being treated for, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to see them in my feet. But there is other people I know that have headaches in my family and back issues. So let's do that.
Let's talk about
you can
that.
Do that.
That might be a new thing, right?
Absolutely. And then you have a way to to remotely do what you want with more people in different countries too.
Yeah, true. Definitely. I'd like to try that for sure, Bonnie.
Okay. Yeah. Now we are going to this subject on reflexology is so fascinating that I could do a whole show on this and a few shows on it, and I do plan to. But we do have to get to the audience. They're going to want to hear from you, whether it's they have a question for you or ask you about reflexology. I'm going to ask anyone that is calling. Bryn works, and the show I just lengthened for a good half an hour, and he is giving us his time for as long as he can. And actually, I've had to rearrange things myself so very quickly. So we are going to ask you to, one, be sweet and courteous to Bryn, because he's just, like I said, I want to, all I can see is the Dalai Lama at this point. We want to be nice and courteous, and we want to stick with one question. He's going to work with questions today, and if he sees an animal like he did, remember, like you did, if you're getting any impressions,
true,
he will tell you. So what he will ask you, and just provide him with what he wants to know from you, or just provide him also with a question. He will let you know what he sees and what comes and what impressions he's getting. And the other thing is, if you would like to ask him about reflexology, there's a million questions I have that I would like to ask him. You can also ask him about reflexology. Please go visit his website, even if he doesn't like it, or his Gmail or his Facebook page. I'm not a social media buff. I got hit by it and had to take everything down a couple years ago, and I won't put it back up. So please go visit him on social media. I don't see it, but plenty of my guests have social media, and see if you can find him, because he's a really cool dude. And I am going to pick up the first caller if you're ready.
Okay.
All right, let's see. 307, you are in on with Bryn Dorham. He's the footman. Oh, I love that.
Hello.
Bryn, I'm going to have to call you the footman. Hi.
Okay. Hi, 307. What's your name? Hello?
307?
Hello.
Okay, I am going to put them on hold then. I see a hold.
Okay.
You know, sometimes Blog Talk does this. 561, you are on with the footman. I hate that because I don't want him to get like a specialty name. But you are on with Bryn Dorham. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So do you have a specific question?
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. I don't really know how this works. So...
just anything that's on your mind, yeah.
Medically or...
anything, not medically, because...
not
yeah,
medically,
that's
no.
That's going to do a medical
okay.
question.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering about how you moving, like homestead.
Okay. And you're thinking of moving, right?
It's on my mind.
Okay.
And I'm clearing.
So the first thing I get, Stacy, for you, Stacy, moving is, I'm getting three words, not for a while. It's almost like I'm feeling there's more unfinished business to do in your location. It's not that I don't see you moving, Stacy. I feel that, let me see if I can get a timeline. I can do timelines. What is Stacy? You know, I feel, Stacy, that you'd probably be moving. It feels actually like within a year, but more to the end of the year. So, like I said, it's not right away, but it's
mm-hmm.
like a span of a year. I do feel a good energy about you moving. It feels like where you are, there's been a feeling or your experience of being feeling stagnant, like
true.
Trying to push forward. And,
mm-hmm.
and not getting anywhere. And I feel, let's see, as Stacy's moving forward from this point on into 2021, I feel things start to, I want to say, become a little more brighter around, I want to say, you know, like June, July, August, and it seems like near the end of the year is a move for you. And I feel a brightness around that idea, around that time. I feel like almost like you can breathe again, because I feel, Stacy, where you are right now, problems. Are you going through any kind of family problems, relationship family problems right now?
No.
No,
but
okay.
But there's some family issues that
family
needs addressing. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's probably what I'm picking up. So.
I got to tell you, that's semantics.
Sure.
I love you, Stacy's a Stacy, but I call them issues. He calls them problems. So he hit you right on the mark. I have to
mm-hmm.
say that, because my guides were tapping me on the head, go, don't let her get away with that. So issues and problems are the same. But I do
okay.
have to tell you that in order for somebody to read you, you got to be open. And so when you're looking
mm-hmm.
at semantics, You gotta interchange words, and that's what I'm hearing. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I got hit on my head by my guide saying let her know, and so because we don't want you not to get something out of the reading. So again, I say issues. He says problems. He's a guy. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no problem, Stacy. So listen. So yeah, I do see. Ultimately, you're going to move. I feel it. I keep getting unfinished business. There's unfinished business.
There's unfinished business with the house, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's something about that almost like as a part of the contract of being there that
mm-hmm.
that wants to be completed. You know, there's kind
true.
Of a spirit. There's a spirit to everything. There's a spirit to the house. There's a reason why you picked the house you're in. So there is a kind of energy with that within that house that wants to be you know, if it has something to do with renovation or completion. But, yes, never fear. I do see a move for you within next year. That is, I don't see this place as a permanent place for you, to be honest with you. Right. You know,
Stacy, I hope that he helped you.
He did. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay.
Have a good one.
I want everybody to know that we did a reflexology with Bryn, but get in contact with him because he is also psychic, and he does psychic work too. So you do readings also, Bryn, correct?
Yeah, I do phone readings, I do email readings, and in this time period, you know, it's limited to do in-person readings. So phone, or I could do Skype, but I like phone a lot, and I love email readings because I get to kind of be with the question for a lot longer, so I can get more information, you know.
I love that. So everybody also, I didn't want anybody to just think he did reflexology, which is why I'm bringing him on the show. So if you should want a reading from Bryn, if you want to give him as a gift, hey, you know, I always give my friends gifts of readings during the holidays, which is coming up. So again, he told you how to get a hold of him. Give your Gmail. It's Bryn.
Sure, it's BrynDurham@gmail.com, and on Facebook, it's Many Worlds Healing.
Okay. And so just to let you know, you can also get a psychic reading from him and schedule a session for yourself. 678, you are on with Bryn Durham. I want to say the footman, but he's so much more. Hey, let's just call him the man. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What's
your name? My name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful.
Hi,
Georgia.
Sonia.
So, Sonia, what's going on with you today? How can I help you?
I'm getting married in November the 14th, and I would like to know if there's anything that's going to get in the way or try to stop this wedding.
Okay.
Why would you think that?
I don't feel
okay.
that. I don't see. Let's see.
Basically, if it's going to happen, because I know this family is not too happy.
The words I get on November 14th, it's forthcoming. It's forthcoming. Those are the words they're giving me. The marriage is forthcoming. Is there something about, the person you're marrying that there's some contention in the families or there's some or friends or something? Is there some kind of opinions I want to say?
Yes.
Yeah, but I do. If I were to say, okay, I do feel the wedding forthcoming. That's the word they're giving me. Forthcoming, November 14th. If anything, there might be a tiny window of delay. It's a very tiny window, is what I'm seeing. But ultimately, I do feel you're getting married to this man. That's what I see. So a yes, and there is a little window of possibility of delay of some sort. It doesn't seem like a big delay, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. How does that sound? What could be the delay? I mean, you know, I'm curious myself because I know
what
I was picking up, but.
Let's see, what could it be delay? What could be delay inside of marriage? Something about timing. I don't know what that means. Let's see. What could be the delay in Sonia's marriage? You know, to be honest with you, I'm not getting clear the details of that delay. You know, what do you get, Bonnie?
Well, you know, when I look at the delay, if it's not the date, it would be maybe the time shift. So let's say you're getting married at 4 p.m. It might be that that somebody can't be there, possibly the minister or the person who's going to play the harp or whatever. And that could be the delay, the small delay, that it would be a matter of time versus a date. So, but I will tell you what else I picked up is, and this is going back, I married 40 years. I canceled the wedding, like right before the wedding, because I was mad at his family. But it turned out the wedding went on. It was the same date, but that would be a delay. Like, I thought I was not going to do it, and then I turned around and I did it. So I'm picking up I don't see the date being changed, time, or a blip right before. What else are you picking? Is that what you're picking up?
Yeah, because I said timing, something about timing.
Yeah,
in the delay. And and it's like a blip. It's definitely, I agree with Bonnie, it's like a little kind of comma or pause button. But it's not major, you know. It's just a little little thing, you know. Basically.
So, honey, you're going to get married. Stop. I hear the skeptical tone in your voice. So you must be having some issues about thinking that it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
He's so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
He's real
quiet
about
the situation.
Well, would it be you calling the wedding? Yeah, anything, it would probably be me.
Yeah.
If anything.
Just what I did, that's why they showed me my wedding, okay? So I called my wedding off because I had now remember, this is 40 years ago. And right before that, we had an argument about our family. And I didn't think that it was going to I said, you know, I'm done, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, he said a couple things. And then he said, do you really love me? And I said, well, of course I do. Then stop. And so we went back. So that they showed me that. And I'm thinking, it's not the date, but it might be your feeling. And something happens and boom, and then boom, it's coming back. So just. If you are not sure, although I do have to say, and here we go, but if you are not sure about somebody, you shouldn't even call the show and ask if you're getting married. You should be saying to yourself, I don't know, and I'm not going to push it, and I need some more time to think. I don't feel that way with you. I don't know why, but I feel like you really do love him, and I feel like you just have some issues. And I think they can.
I feel like
they can be resolved. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I feel some of the energy coming from family members might be infiltrating making you second guess. Like I was saying, there might you were kind of affirming that there might be some, you know, opinions about him, you know, from different family members, and I think. That might be influencing and making you second guess your own heart-centered knowing, you know. So, you know, you can factor in something like that probably. But definitely, you know, between Bonnie and I, you know, we both see the marriage going, and it's almost like I want to say stop. Don't second guess yourself. You know, follow the truth, the grain of truth that you had. The first moment you knew that this was the guy, and be in that space, and forget all the other voices, forget all the other voices, because it's your life, it's his life, and it's nobody else's, you know, in the long run.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I even have to see the Dalai Lama. I mean, the Dalai Lama is about wisdom, so here we go. Let us know what happens. Take our heartfelt reading with you, because...
Yeah.
You really do need to think that either you're going to do this or you're not. And there, you don't let other people play with your emotions. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You know, I just saw timing. I like time. Like if she was going to get married at 1 p.m, now it's going to be 3 p.m. Like a timing
issue. Yeah, exactly. It's a timing blip.
That's what I picked up.
Yeah.
Now I am going to take 707. You are on with the very fabulous, awesome, who does a million different things metaphysically, Bryn Durham. 707, you are on with him. Hi.
Thank you. I'm finding this fascinating. This is Kathleen.
Kathleen, hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
How
isn't
you doing?
He fascinating?
Hi. Yes, and I have a question. I've gone barefooted most of my life.
No, I can't. Kathleen, your connection is it's chopping up.
Yeah,
I can't hear you. Well, it's chopping. Hello?
I don't know why, but...
Yeah,
no. Kathleen, call back, and I promise I'll pick you up. I'll go to the next caller, but I'll pick you up. So try calling back. It might be your connection. Okay, bye. Oh, my goodness. I hope the next one. See, I see this whole – there's a whole lot of – and everything drops. I don't know if you know or you're familiar with the board here at Blog Talk. So let's try another one. Let's try 307. 307, you are on with Bryn. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, well, that one isn't working. It sounds like either they felt maybe we put them to sleep. 312, you are on with Bryn. Hi.
Hello. 312. Wow.
Hi, this is Karen.
My goodness, Karen.
Hello?
Well, welcome on the show. Hi.
Karen?
Hi.
Is it Karen?
Yes, that's Karen. Yes.
Oh.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, okay. Hey, Karen. Hey, Karen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's up with you today?
I'm wondering, I'm working on a project, but it's going to be ending in a couple weeks, and I'm wondering if you see something else coming up for me.
Okay. So the first thing I get, there's going to be a little lag time. I feel it's not going to be a long wait. So I see you finishing this project, and then when is the next project coming up for Karen? I actually see something in the line of a timeline, like maybe within 2 weeks after this project, it feels like. It doesn't feel like a long lag time to me. I feel the project you're working on, I get a lot of success around it. I feel you tend to be very detail oriented in what you do, or they're showing me an image of you looking under a microscope, and I think that's a symbolic image of you have like a very focused kind of way of working on something that you're passionate about. And so those are very good qualities. And in terms of your question, once again, I feel that the next project coming on after this one is not too far away. It's not too, it's like, it feels like within a 2 week period of time. That's what I'm getting, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And it feels like what you do, to me, you feel almost like born to it. Do you feel that?
Ooh.
Like there's kind of like a, it feels like part of your soul, you know? Does that ring true for you?
Yes, there's a lot of communication, and I have a lot of background in communication. And this particular project that I'm working on, there's a lot of communication, a little bit of writing, but
right.
I feel very, very comfortable. So I'm hoping the next project that I get, I'll feel as comfortable and use my communication skills as well. That's good.
Yeah, it won't be too, I feel it won't be too different. It'll be a little different, but it won't be too, the next project after this one, is it going to be similar to this one? Well, I feel that you're going to like it. That's what I'm getting. Those are the words I'm getting. I feel the next project you get after this one is that, and you're going to be familiar with it. There's another word that comes into this, like familiarity about that project. So almost like feeling at home with it, you know? So that's what I sense. Yeah, yeah.
And, Gina, and, you know, I have to tell you because then I'll let Bryn finish, but when he started to talk and you were talking about, you know, this work, I picked up a flower card, and the first card I picked up was the Proteus, sign from heaven. So
wow.
I feel like this reading is a sign for you. You called in and you got your answer, and it says your loved ones in spirit are wanting to wave and giving you assurance that you're going to be all right, because I feel like I can feel the trepidation as, am I going to find something I like if I go to the next project? this is a sign from heaven for you. Now, we're not your heaven, obviously, because if we were, oh, my gosh, we'd be an angel. But this is a sign for you that everything's going to be okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah, it feels good, Karen. Feels pretty good.
And,
yeah.
And you're correct.
Anything else?
I just want to tell him he's correct. I am very detail-oriented.
No, go ahead.
I am a very detailed. That's so correct that I'm so focused when I work on any type of project, not just his project, but any type of project. That's how I am.
Yeah, I saw you looking through a microscope as a symbol, like a microscopic kind of person eyeing something and looking at it from a microscopic level. So, yeah.
That's 100%. I'm like nailed it right there.
He's good.
Yes. He's good. He's very good.
So this is a sign. This was a sign from heaven. So that sign for you means that everything forward and around this, take a listen to, because it's going to happen. Okay.
Okay. I'll let you guys know. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank
Karen.
You.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye. Bye. Karen, I just have to tell you, you're not on anymore, but. The great thing about this is I wish I was that detail-oriented. What I am is I'm a dictator. I'm just not detail-oriented. Okay, I'm going to pick up Kathleen again because Kathleen recalled back. Hopefully her microphone will be better. Kathleen?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, wow. It's
no,
so bad,
that's
Kathleen.
Really, yeah.
It's not working.
I don't know what's
going
on. Do you have another phone?
Right.
Yeah, it's just not working. I'm sorry, honey. I'm going to have to take you off. But I feel bad because Kathleen always calls in. Well, I haven't heard from Kathleen for a while, but she, she's
bad.
A great soul herself. And unless she can get on another phone, I can't really, really do that.
No, I couldn't
I'm going to pick up.
Hear anything.
No, I couldn't either, and I can't let that go through. It just doesn't sound right. 541, you are on with the Dalai Lama. Hi. 541?
Hello. 541? Oh, wow, we're getting a lot of airspace today.
Hello, can you hear me?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Here she is.
Yeah.
541. We are having so many issues with our board today, but thank goodness you got on. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Annalisa.
Annalisa.
Hi, Annalisa.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Go for it, Bren.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I have some medical issues going on and swelling in my legs and leg wounds, but my issue is will I be able to get the care that I need? I can't stand. I need helpers, and we're having trouble getting people to. I have a friend who's been staying with me for a while, but it's overwhelming for him, and we're trying to get a live-in person in exchange for helping. And
All right, so you want to know if you're going to get the proper help for what's happening with your legs, right?
Yes, because I can't stand on my own right now.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of hard.
Okay. Well, I do feel there's something coming in that way of help. I see these two people, like two men. They might be like, physicians or doctors or something. Let's see. Let me look at this a little closer. Okay. Is Annalisa going to get help for her? So I see something coming within, and I emphasize the word within a month's time. So that means you don't have to wait for a whole month, but for some reason they're giving me within a month's time. And Annalisa is going to get some help for her legs. And this is like, there's a man there. There's a procedure. There's another man in the background who's an assistant. It feels like there might be something to do with traction, some kind of traction type of procedure with the legs. Let's see. Let me just ask the ultimate question. Okay, is Annalisa going to be able to it's going to come about through a series of these procedures. I was saying, you know, to alleviate this problem, you know, and I see a series of things. They're giving the word series, and I saw like little pictures of like different things going on in terms of the work they're going to do on your feet. So I feel ultimately you will get the help you need for your feet. There's something to do with retraining in terms of like getting used to working with the feet again, which seems obvious to me. So yes, I do. In the first example of the first part of the question, I do see something forthcoming for you in terms of an alleviation for this problem. There's this man and there's this other man in the background. It's like an assistant, and they're right there, and there's something to do with traction. So that's what I have to give you.
Mm. Do you see, we're trying to find a live-in person or a couple.
Do you see somebody coming to live with her to help?
Yeah.
That's what I think she's looking for. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were talking with a mother and a 16-year-old daughter yesterday, chatting, and right now she's in Las Vegas and wants to move to this area, and you know, so I'm wondering if
I get a good feeling about the mother a lot and the child, but the mother stands out. I get a good feeling about the mother. Okay, is this this mother going to be the living person? I do feel you're going to get this living person, this mother with the daughter. I do like her in terms of her quality for a living person. I feel she's dedicated. There's a dedication about her. There's a care. There's a maternal. There's a kind of Mother Mary energy around her, or a kind of that kind of grace that that she brings to a situation in terms of this type of situation. Yes. Let me look at this. Okay. Is Annalisa going to find a living person? It's very soon. I feel that you're going to find this living person. It could be this woman. I do feel this woman has the great qualities for you. You know, and she's definitely into wanting to do this. And you say she is she's moving, right? Moving to the area.
Yeah, we put out an ad and she contacted us. Yeah.
What's her name? What's her first name?
Gosh, I don't remember.
That's okay.
Like Marnie or something like that.
All
right. You know,
let's see.
Briefly last night.
I feel she's the candidate. That's what I'm getting. I feel she is the candidate. That's the word I'm hearing. Yeah, this woman.
Good.
Daughter's name is Crystal, and they'd be sharing a room, so that was my concern that, you know, it would be tight quarters for them, but the daughter is homeschooled, so they're both home a lot.
What I get with that, it's going to be worked out. They'll work it out. That's the phrase I'm hearing. They'll work it out, the room kind of issue. It'll work out because the mother wants it to work out. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
She wants it to work out. Yeah.
Good.
She definitely has a kind of Mother Mary energy around her. That's what I feel.
Uh-huh.
Well, good, because she's going to need some. So I have got to move to the next caller, but I hope that you got your answer.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to take one more caller. And then I've got a book. I've got to say a few things. You know, before I take this caller, I want everybody to know Bryn will come back. He's just generously given us an extra 30 minutes. He was only booked for an hour, and I've put him on for an hour and a half. I do that occasionally, but I do want everyone to know it's really up to the practitioner, and that they would dedicate their time, because this is, you know, dedication. And
I love helping
to speak
people.
With my audience.
I love to help people.
I love that you.
Mission.
I knew you would. Yeah. you know, some people wouldn't be able to do it, and sometimes I know I can't do it. But Bryn, you've been super good at giving us the extra time. I am going to pick up one more caller. I do want you to tell everybody you are a psychic medium. You are a reflexologist. Yep. He does a lot more than that. He's a spirit artist.
I also communicate with people's animals, too. I do animal communication. So if you have pets out there that you want me to tune into, I do that as well.
Wait a minute. Then on your next caller, do you tune into the ones that are already dead or the ones that are alive?
Both.
Oh, well, find my doggies, please. Can you put Chili? My dog died 2 years ago. My doggie. She was my best friend. One of my best friends.
Oh,
and her name was Chili.
Chili, yeah.
Yeah, you must have known
she's
her
around
on the show
you.
Because
she's definitely around you. Yeah, that's a different thing.
Well,
she's
of course her
you.
Ashes are sitting on my. You know, ask her because I never wanted the ashes to stay. I was going to take them to the beach. But I feel like I don't know what to do with them, and I'm not an ash person, so I've got to make sure they're somewhere. Where does she want me to put her ashes?
She says something about putting them in the garden.
They're going to be tearing that garden up, but that's where she used to go to the bathroom all the time.
She says something about gardens, really, like put the ashes in the garden.
Okay, it was all torn up and, you know, but tell her, why did she leave me? She wasn't that old. Why did she leave me?
Let's
or
see,
us? Killed our family.
Chili, why did you leave? She said something about something being too much. Something was too much for her. Something, was she in pain? Like when she left? Was she in any pain? Yeah,
she couldn't breathe.
She said something about alleviate. It alleviated it for me by leaving. And she's sorry. Let's see. Okay, Chili, do you have a message? Chili, do you have a message for Bonnie? She just wants you to, something about praying, pray for her. That's what she wants. She wants you to pray for her.
Well, she left already. How can I pray for her? What am I going to pray for what? You to be over the Rainbow Bridge? I mean, you know, I think she's already there somewhere.
Yeah.
But,
I don't
know.
That's what I'm getting. I'm not quite sure. It's probably a little fuzzy for me at the moment.
Okay. Well, maybe she is saying pray for her. No. I'm going to pick one more caller up.
Okay.
But look what he does. I mean, isn't that credible? I love that. I mean, and with living pets, it's even more important for you to get a hold of them because sometimes you don't know what they're thinking. In fact, Jerry, when Chili was alive, straightened out a lot of issues that she had that I just couldn't, I could hear her. I wasn't getting the right message as to why she behaved like that. And Jerry actually straightened out her behavior. It took him 2 times. So anybody, please, everyone that has pets, this is a great, great thing. If you need to get somebody to talk to your pets, communicate with your pets, Bryn also does that too. I am going to pick up my last caller. Keep it brief. It is not you, but the caller, 925, you, because I never stopped spirit, 925, you are on with Bryn Walker. Bryn Durham. Do you know Bryn Walker is the name of a fashion designer? And the reason why I said that, the reason why I said that is because I love Bryn Walker's clothes. So look up Bryn Walker. And it's very gauzy and loose, and it's really cool. And anyway, whenever I see your name, I always think of that designer. But we have Bryn Durham on. And for all of you, it's not another person. It's a fashion designer. If you know anything about me, I'm all into clothes. So, hi, 925, is this – who are we speaking with?
Kathleen. Trying another
Kathleen.
Line.
Kathleen. Wow,
oh, my
great.
Gosh. Kathleen, go for it, honey. Go
okay.
for it.
Hey,
I'm fine. The whole show is fascinating, but my question is, every time I sit down, I fold my left foot underneath me, so I'm always sitting on my left foot.
Okay. So you fold your left foot under your right foot, is it? Or?
No. I fold my left foot underneath my bottom.
Oh, okay.
So I'm setting
her
my leg folded. Yeah, so I'm always sitting on my left foot. Is there, I mean, it's just natural. I've done it forever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a sign of anything. I mean, I feel that it's something that you can do. I'm not sure, like, what is your question concerning it?
Well, I was just wondering if I was trying to heal something, because the bottom of my toe rubbed. And so
Okay. What
I was really wondering is, you know how we get pedicures?
Right.
And people work on my feet. Do I need to, like, ground and watch the energy that comes into my feet? Because I never thought about that before.
Well, yeah, grounding is very important. I mean, especially if say, like, you're saying the plantar or the, you know, the padding of your feet is kind of rough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is if you cannot find a foot reflexologist, you can start working on your feet to soften them up and then do an exercise where you're standing up and you're imagining roots going down into the earth to ground yourself. Because if you have an issue about grounding, that's a very good exercise to do, and just stand there until you can actually kind of imagine, feel that you're connecting to the deepest part of the earth. And as you're working on your feet, or if you can get a foot reflexologist to work on them, that will help smooth out the roughness of the padding, because as you do it, it gets a lot less crystallized, you know, less tense and hard. And so that was what I would recommend. Also, you can get some very nice therapeutic foot baths like Epsom salts and have like a nice, like warm, like as hot as you can handle, but to be comfortable with it, heat for your feet in the water and leave them in there for like 10 minutes. Also, what the water with the salt does, it helps to detoxify any energies that you've picked up, because as there's that was my cat sneezing, if you didn't hear that in the background.
She's had enough of that. But go ahead.
Yeah, the water can actually help to clear the energies of the body and detox the any toxins in the feet through the salts in the water. So that's what I recommend for grounding and also smoothing out the feet, Kathleen. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Kathleen, he is pretty amazing, and he does. But we are girls of getting pedicures, so our feet are soaking.
I know. I was just wondering about that.
But you know what I picked up though, Bryn? It's really crazy.
Yeah.
As she was telling me about her left foot, and I was looking at it. What they showed me is you in utero. And your left foot was behind your bottom. And so when you do that, it's just a natural position for you, because that's how you were in utero.
Wow,
that's interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very
so if you look, that foot was, if you have any, and I'm sure back then they might not have done it, but if you have any pictures of yourself in utero, you will see that left foot tucked behind your bottom. So that's why it's so comfortable for you.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I do.
Wow, Bonnie.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating.
I love that.
So Kathleen, is there anything else that you want to ask, like, very quickly? Like, because I'm going to end the show in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, no, I did look his Facebook page up, which is very nice to have a face. And I saw a lot of artwork, so I was very...
Oh, thank you.
Well, do you want to tell her what the artwork is all about? Because you kind of briefly told people what you do.
Yeah, the kind of artwork I do when it does come through is that it's kind of visionary artwork, something that will come to me in a flash, and then I have to just draw a little sketch of it so I don't forget. Or it's something I see that inspires me, and then I add that to the canvas, and then ideas will come to surround that image with images from my imagination. So a lot of my images have to do with nature, with symbols, with the spiral, the sacred spiral, with the animal kingdom, and sort of, you know, kind of imaginal things, and sort of real things too, that kind of couple with the imaginal. So that's what I do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Take care.
Thanks. So I want to tell you, Bryn, before I get off, I just want everyone to know you were listening to to Bryn Durham. He is an amazing reflexologist. He does spirit work with animals, living and passed on. He also does medium psychic work, and he does readings. He does email readings, phone readings, and probably Skype readings maybe, and in-person readings, which isn't going to happen probably for him unless it does in his hometown. So, again, please visit Bryn. He does this for a living. Bryn, I want to thank you. You brought knowledge, amazing knowledge, and I hope you join me again and my audience.
Yes, I'd love to. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed getting the questions and looking into things. It's always fascinating.
Well, everyone who did not get to talk to Bryn, and there is a lot of people who, unfortunately, the boards and the conversations in Skype, I mean the conversations on the board were dropped by, you know, Blog Talk with the energy here.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I have a show on Wednesday, and it is going to be, you've talked to them, Jerry and Grant, and they are from the UK. They're medium psychics, and they do all kinds of amazing things. So please join me on Wednesday for the next show. And I actually added a show, Bryn, I'd love you to call in for. Because I said you were the Dalai Lama and pieces of it, I have Susan Z., Queen Z coming on Friday. It's an hour.
Oh.
She does all of your past life threads.
Oh,
she will
that.
Tell you
oh,
who
I gotta
you've been.
Look into that. Yeah.
She'll be here at 12:30. Get in early, guys, because she
That's
is
on Wednesday?
She's a medium psychic.
Yeah.
She's on Friday. Wednesday
Friday.
Is Grant
okay.
and Jerry. Susan's going to be here, I think, going on. She's going to do two shows for me, Friday and Monday. She's amazing. She's one of the go-to people. I've known her for a long time. She's a medium psychic. She brings unbelievable stuff through. Her big thing is past life threading. So wait till you hear. She's amazing. Bryn, call in because I want to see from her. I'm not going to tell her anything about what I pick up, but let's just see. Anyway, I want to thank you again. I want to thank my audience.
Thank you.
You are always amazing. You're very welcome. Everyone that's listening, I do the show for you because for me, this is how I can give back to the community. And I'm only hoping that you love the show as much as I love doing it. Everyone, have a great night. Be safe out there. And, you know, I want to end this to say don't do anything I wouldn't do, but that would be in my younger years, and then you'd be doing everything. So don't do anything I wouldn't do in my older years. All right, thanks. Bye.